Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host for today of Women Lead Radio, and with me, our leading lady today is somebody that I consider a friend and somebody who is a powerhouse under self-publishing. I want to introduce you to the lovely leading lady, Bethany Kelly, who is the founder and president at Publishing Partner. Bethany is also going to be one of our speed lead session leaders and moderators for our upcoming Women Lead Conference. So Bethany, welcome, and just kind of give a little shout out to our audience today and tell us how wonderful you are.
Hello, it's nice to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Michelle. I'm really excited to be here and spend some time with you all. I am totally awesome. What can I say about that? I love what I do, and it's just a joy to me to be able to work with authors and help them to have an amazing experience becoming an author and creating a book that they're very proud of.
You know, I love it. I have to start with just saying what I always love is telling somebody that, you know, when I ask the question, tell us why you're awesome. I mean, a lot of women will go, oh, wow, that's a tough one. But you did really good. You did great on that one. And I know you know that. That was good. But just for our audience today, it's like, you know, oh, you're cute. And our listeners, we want to talk about there is a certain prestige about being a published author. And I know this is an area that you work under a lot. And I'm kind of curious if you can share with our listeners, it's like, what are some of, I mean, everybody, there's so many people that want to write a book. We know that, and we're going to go to that in a minute. But what kind of prestige comes with being a published author, in your opinion, from what you know of in publishing? What are the perks and benefits that come with that?
So there are definitely perks and benefits. And I think that the people that are able to really take advantage of those perks and benefits are the people that are positioned well to be authors in the first place. And, you know, not everybody is ready to be an author. That's the real truth. And some people will tell you, oh, you can, or you absolutely can become an author at any point. But in terms of the payoff, you kind of want to position yourself well. And so the people that see the real benefits and really can make the most of being an author are people who have a body of work that they have already developed, that they are an expert in some area. A beginner is not really, you know, you can write a book as a beginner if you're just beginning in a field, but really when you are already an expert and you're able to take that expertise and put it into a book, that's when you really can leverage becoming an author, and that's when it can really work for you. Because then all of a sudden it gives you another layer of credibility. It especially makes you more attractive to people who are looking for speaking engagements, to get hired for certain positions or for consulting, or it can open a lot of doors and make a lot of connections because it just adds on a layer to your credibility and your expertise. And, you know, it's hard work to become an author, actually. That's why a lot of people don't do it, is either they don't know where to start or they can't do it all on their own and they don't know who to ask for help. But the reason that not everybody becomes an author is because it's hard work. So when you actually get through that and you can stick your stake in the ground and put on your hat and say, I am an author, you know, there is some weight to that because you've had to go through the fire in some ways, in some respects, to get to be able to claim that title. And with that title comes a certain respect and a certain credibility. Yep.
I totally agree. And I you know, just to share, because I remember, you know, as a book author, you know, I got to share, and there's like a lot we're going to talk about today. But, I remember a time when I was, because I've been a speaker for a lot of years, and I remember a time where I was up for consideration for a speaking engagement, and my topic was similar to somebody else, and the person who wrote the book on the subject is the one who got the gig. You know, and it's like I went, oh, my gosh. You know, now I can definitely say, as someone who has written a book and traveled around, that it, there is a credibility factor that you just don't get without one. So absolutely agree. And, I, you know, talk to me, because I think so many people think that when I write a book, you know, and again, I know there's different levels, whether you self-publish or, you know, it's fiction or nonfiction, but I do think there is a myth that people think, oh, I'm gonna be a book author and I'm just going to make millions, you know, and there is pressure for that. But talk, give us the real scoop about self-publishing. I mean, is that really the goal, is to make millions with your book? Because I think there's other ways that you make money, and the book is more of kind of a credibility factor.
Talk to us about, if you go into writing a book with the hope that you're going to make millions, you will be very sorely disappointed. So you probably want to get that idea out of your head as quickly as possible if it's there. Writing a book doesn't make you millions, and it might not even make you a whole lot of money. But what the book does do, in my opinion, and from the experience of those that I've worked with, is the book creates opportunities that make a lot of money. And it is those opportunities that are going to make you the money that the book, that having the book opens the door to. So when you're going to write a book, you actually want to have a bigger strategy in place than just, I want to make a lot of money with this book. You need to actually decide how you're going to make money with this book, and what, how does this book fit into your existing business and life, and how are you going to leverage becoming an author in order to step up to perhaps another level of revenue or to increase your revenue in some way. And there are absolutely ways to do that, but it's not necessarily just through book sales.
I love that. And, you know, you see so many different authors. It's like, what do you see is the biggest thing? You know, and again, a lot of our listeners are women, but what do you see is the kind of like one or two key things that folks struggle with the most when they come to you as a publishing partner and as someone who provides author servicing? What do you see as the biggest challenges that people have that maybe you could give some advice to our listeners, because I know there's lots of people out there listening that have a book inside them.
So I think that I would say that one of the biggest things that people come looking for in reality is some sort of validation, that somebody else can take a look at what they're doing and say, hey, this is a good book. You have something to say of value here. And, you know, the tradition, if someone goes the traditionally published route, you know, you get that validation because you get the agent that picks it up, you get the book, you know, you get the book deal that gives you that particular validation that can be so useful as an author, because a lot of fear comes up around writing a book. When you're self-publishing, you have a lot of freedom, but you don't always have somebody that's going to be able to tell you, this book is crap, or this book is gold.
Right.
And honestly, you need somebody to be able to do that. And I have told people both of those things. I never actually say that their book is crap. I usually will tell them what I think that they could do to make it a great book. But I will be very honest with them and give them a professional assessment as far as, you know, what they've got. And that is very valuable, because if you know, writing a book is a great expenditure of energy and time and money, and you want to make sure that it really hits the mark and that it's actually going to do what you intend it to do, and you're actually going to be able to convey what you want to convey, and that it's going to make sense to the reader, and it's going to be positioned well, and somebody like a publishing partner will be able to help provide some of that support and that feedback that you might just be a little too close to the picture to see. So I think that is something that I see a lot, and it shows up when it shows up when people come, like a lot of uncertainty. Well, I don't know. You know, is this really a good book? I mean, should I really put the time into it? Is it worth all of the effort? And those are really good questions to be asking. And, you know, typically women ask those questions far more than men do. Men are very confident. As women, we question ourselves far more usually than we need to, but often we kind of need a bit of validation or a bit of support from somebody who's like, hey, you know, this is really good. Actually, this is really interesting. And this is something that people need to hear about, and you're clearly the right one to say.
Well, I love that because, you know, you provide such a great sounding board for authors. And, you know, and the other part, I mean, if you can share with people is that there's a viewpoint, you know, for people that publish self-publishing versus think traditional publishing. And can you describe the difference to everybody? And I think, you know, again, there's so many flexible solutions with printing and publishing a book today. So, you know, there's on demand and all these different things, and people just always seem to always think, well, I'm going to get a publisher to represent me, pay me the big bucks, it's got to be a perfect manuscript. And yet I know so many people in the business world that they've published a book self-publishing, they've sold maybe a few hundred or a few thousand copies of their book, but it's elevated them in a credibility status that they just have built their business on that. So share a little bit, if you can, about the different types of publishing options and what are the trends right now for becoming a published author, and where do you see the biggest opportunity for somebody so we can take the threat away? That was a lot of questions, I know, I'm sorry. But if you need to start with one, we'll go to the other.
They're all fantastic questions, and I will start by saying that this is, in fact, the topic of the panel at the conference. So we're actually going to be able to go deep into this in terms of the differences, you know, the options that are available and the pros and cons of them and what to expect with each one. We're going to dive a lot more deeply into it at the conference. So I definitely suggest that if you have an interest in this topic, come to the panel. We're going to have some amazing people talking and some terrific perspectives and a lot of information that is going to be given. So it'll be a whole lot more than I can cover here in just a few minutes. But I will say here that self-publishing has really opened up an enormous amount of options for people that just weren't available before. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone needs to take advantage of that option, but there are more options now than existed before. And the great thing about it is that you don't have to be just one kind of author in order to become recognized and published. There are different choices. Now, what choice is right for you and which one you should make when and how come and all that, that's really a big, a much deeper topic and one that we're going to go into in greater detail at the panel. But, you know, there are a lot of options. There is a lot of options, and there is always going to be the choice that is perfect for you and for where you are in your business, for where you are in your life, for what you have to say, and for the impact that you want to make with what you have to say. So there's
those
just,
are all good.
You know,
I mean,
the
can
world
you,
is
can
the
you
oyster.
Hit on, yeah, it is, and you're so right on that. And, you know, one thing, I guess, that I'd love to identify, maybe this is kind of the elephant in the room, is that some people have a real opinion, not in a great way, of folks that are self-published authors. And I have to say, out of full disclosure, I have hugely benefited financial-wise, opportunity-wise, and credibility-wise by being a self-published author as opposed to a traditional publisher. So I'm, you know, can you share maybe just a couple of pieces with our attendee, you know, our audience, and just kind of say, I think there's like a misnomer. People go, oh, it's a vanity publisher, or you're self-published. I mean, that they almost like dismiss it, that it's not as credible as a traditional. And I totally disagree, because it gives you full control. And I'll say I'm a total control freak, so I really enjoyed that part of it. But, you know, just there is an impression out there about that. Can you share a little bit that, you know, vanity publishing, that is an awesome way to go. And whatever people feel about it, I hate that there's, in some cases, some people view it negatively. I don't like that.
Well, and, you know, the fact is that some of my that is around self-publishing is somewhat deserved because there are, you know, the concept of self-publishing is that you do it yourself. Now, unless you have a background in publishing and you actually know how to, and you're an editor and you're a designer and you're a writer and you have all of these different skill sets, if you do it all yourself, which is possible to do, you won't come out with a book that looks very good.
It just won't. Mm-hmm. It won't be great quality. And there's been a lot of people who have done that, who have been like, oh, I can self-publish. I'm going to do everything myself. And the quality of book that comes out is generally poor, and not really even so much through fault of the authors as much as just a lack of simple lack of skill set. And so there is a stigma around it, primarily because of books like that. And there is kind of a quote-unquote look to a self-published book that, you know, looks kind of cheap. It doesn't really look very professional. You open it up and there's all kinds of, you know, mistakes and spelling errors. The cover is like, oh, God, I don't actually even know if I want to do it. They sell, you know, maybe 20 copies, mostly to their friends and family. And there is a stigma around that, and that it's actually, it is actually deserved, quite honestly, for that kind of book. Now, the self-published books that I like to do and the self-published, the books that I work with people on are of a completely different caliber. And what a publishing partner provides is not is the skill set that the individual author would lack themselves. So it is kind of like the support that you would expect from a traditional publishing house with all of the freedom that you would like as a self-publisher. It's kind of this hybrid. And it's the best of both worlds, in my opinion, when you're looking at a self-publishing option, is you don't actually have to do it on your own. And in fact, I would recommend that you don't, that you actually find the support and get the help that you need to create the kind of book that doesn't look self-published. It looks every bit as good as a book that you would pull off the shelf at a bookstore. And it is tremendous in quality, both inside and out, and that you're always going to be proud of. Now, a book like that, that's self-published, that is the kind of book that you can leverage. That's the kind of book that's actually really going to take you places, and it's something that you always will be proud of, and there's no stigma to those kinds of books. And the books that I work with, all my authors, you can't tell the difference between them and a book that has been published by a traditional publisher. They look every bit as good. The quality is every bit as high.
Well, and that's why I love that you actually put yourself out there as a publishing partner. And I know you went through quite a process to do that. But for our listeners, because one of the things I like most about you is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are doing coaching for authors or people that have published one book and now they think they're an expert on it. And with you, you know, can you share with our listeners, because what I love most about you is you have been in the business of publishing and specifically self-publishing for a long time. Can you share a little bit about your background and, you know, your experience in publishing books with some of our listeners?
Yes. So I actually sort of grew up in a publishing family. My dad owned a print shop and a production business, and I have, you know, fond memories at like 9 and 10 helping out in the print shop, collating and stuffing envelopes and putting things together. It was really fun. It's always been kind of in my blood, and I've always loved books, and I've always been involved in that. I actually spent over a decade in the publishing industry and working with publishing books and all kinds of things besides books as well, games and curriculums. And, you know, between books and production, that's where I got my training. I started out as basic office flunky, and over a period of, I don't know, 12 years or something, I got to the point that I was actually running the business myself. And I enjoyed it. I loved what I did. The environment wasn't the best, and after a health crisis that I experienced, I made the choice to start out on my own and build my own business that felt right to me, and that I would be able to do the types of books that I wanted to do and support the people that I wanted to support and work in the way that I wanted to work. And that's what I've done with my own business publishing partner. And I really love what I do. I love creating books. I am a very artistic, creative woman. And the fact that I get to spend my day creating something, it's just fantastic. I love it.
You do, and your whole like voice lights up, and I know when I've seen you in person, it's like you light up when you start talking about this, which is great. You know, and I'm hoping we can, you know, without giving away the bank, and I know we want to lead people to the Women Lead Conference, but, you know, we kind of have a long-term initiative going on here in Connected Women of Influence, and that is, you know, kind of our mission to see women lead in business. I think you and I have crafted something that we want to share, and that is we want to see any woman who wants to write a book can become a published author. And so, you know, can you share, like we have so many attendees out there, and our Women Lead Publishing is meant to be a resource. It's meant to be a partnership, you know, wherever you're at in the stage of development of your book. But maybe, you know, we have some women, I'm sure, that are out there that you have, you know, semblance of a manuscript in their computer. You know, some people have an outline. Some people have nothing more than a concept or idea. Would you mind sharing, you know, one, two, or three things that, you know, would be some really strong ideas of what they can do to take that next step and really start thinking that your book can become a reality? What would be some recommendations you have for the women listening to our show to become an author?
Okay, so this is not talking about Women Lead Publishing specifically, but just tips for women who want to become an author.
So we can. Okay. Right.
Sure. Well, what I'll do is I'll give one idea for somebody who has the concept and one idea for someone who has already written something. Does that sound
perfect?
Good? Because generally people are in one of two camps. You know, either they have the idea that, oh, I really want to write this book. I've been thinking about writing this book for a long time. I want to write this book. I haven't actually done anything, but I want to, right? That's one camp.
Right.
And then there's people who's like, I've been working on this book for quite some time, maybe a couple of years, maybe a couple of months, and I'm not done, or I'm almost done, or I'm working on it, right? So I would recommend for somebody who's in the idea stage, right? They're like, I want to write this book. One of the best tips that I can give them, to, at least in terms of getting started, is to do some market research. A lot of authors don't do this. You want to position yourself, whether you're publishing yourself as a self-publisher or you're getting a traditional book deal, you need to know the market, the existing market. You need to research it. You need to find out if there's other people out there that are writing books along the same line as you, and if so, what makes you different? What makes your idea different? What makes what you have to say somewhat different? These are really important things to know as an author, and they may feel kind of confronting at the beginning, because you might fear that, oh my, if I go into that and I start looking at, well, what's going to make me different? Or if there's already people out there, am I going to find that maybe I shouldn't write this book? You know, there's some fear there, and it can feel like a confronting project to do. But it's crucially important, because as an author, you need to know the value that you bring to the marketplace and why anyone should read your book. Because as a self-published author, you're going to have to be doing a whole lot more than just writing your book. You're going to have to be promoting your book. You're going to have to know who your book is for. You need to know what problems those people have. You need to know what solutions they're looking for. You need to know where to find those people. There's a lot of market research that can be done. And it doesn't have to take a long time. Step in that direction and start doing some research. And, of course, I can help people like this that are at that phase, help them position themselves well. But there's a lot that you can do on your own. Even just go to Amazon.com and start researching books in that category and start looking at them and see who they are. And, you know, buy five of them and read them and see what makes your concept different. So that's a tip for somebody who's like just thinking about the idea and thinking about the book. Now, for somebody who has actually done some work or done all the work and has written it and is like, okay, I'm writing it, I've written it, I'm almost done writing it, in that kind of phase, a tip that I have is get some unattached feedback on your work. It is invaluable as an author. As an author, it's a huge step to be able to give somebody else your work and get some feedback on it. You want to do that with the right person. But mm-hmm. it's a huge step because you'll get feedback and you'll hear things that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise or you wouldn't have considered. You'll get a perspective that you wouldn't get otherwise. Now, obviously, you don't want to give this to somebody who you don't trust or who's going to be insensitive or uncaring with your work. You want to get feedback from somebody who is knowledgeable and who is also kind. I mean, that is important. So whoever you ask for that feedback, make sure it's going to be a good fit in terms of the person's character and integrity and kindness level and all of those things that you might need. But get
yeah, you don't want to send it to your mom. You don't want to send it to your mom is what you're saying. Don't send your mom and ask her to give you objective feedback.
Right. It's true. You yeah, want to actually, yeah. you know, your mom is either going to be too critical or she's going to be too nice. You want somebody
Absolutely.
Who can give you some solid feedback and say, hey, this is really great. Or, hey, I'm kind of, I'm kind of getting lost in this concept here or this part. You totally lost my interest. Or I really like the idea, but I'd like to hear more story from you. Or, you know, there's a lot of different things. There's flavors and threads that you can pull on and really make your work great. So get some feedback from someone is a tip that I would give.
Those are good. And I know you have tons more. And it's like, this is what I'm excited about because of within Connected Women of Influence, which is the association you and I are a part of, we are launching our new Women Lead Publishing division, which is woo, yay, exciting.
So exciting.
For any woman, that it is very exciting. And you are the spearhead and chief knowledge dog on all of this. We are rolling out and going to have two books that will be under Women Lead Publishing. So I'm really excited about that. And if I can share, Bethany, I just want to tell people, if you're interested in having an assessment or you want some feedback, we actually have a dedicated website that is going to be for Women Lead Publishing, and you'll be hitting the Connected Women of Influence site to be able to, you know, ask, like, hey, I'd like to set up a quick discovery session or I want an assessment, I have a book idea. And you can go to Women, W-O-M-E-N, leadpublishing.com. Or you're more than welcome to call, and we will set up a time to talk to you. We have an 800 number, which is 800-591-1676, and you're welcome to call that number, and we will set up a time for you to talk to the lovely Bethany because she is our knowledge powerhouse on all things publishing. So, Bethany, I'm going to turn it around to you because I know you're speaking at the Women Lead Conference as well, and we're really excited if you're in Southern California or in the area. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at the Women Lead Conference, and I literally have very short time, but tell us what you and a few others are going to be talking about at the conference.
So we're going to be talking about the different publishing options. When you are considering becoming an author, what are some of the options available to you in terms of self-publishing, in terms of traditional publishing, and what are some of the, you know, you're going to leave the panel being able to know what is going to be the right path for you to go down. Because there's a lot of options. We're going to discuss some of those options. We're going to give you some of the pros and cons. We're going to talk about what to expect on some of them. And hopefully it will give you a better idea of what your next step might be or which path you want to start walking down on. It's
well,
kind of imagine if you're at a fork in a road and, you know, which way are you going to go? I think that at the end of the panel, you're going to have a better idea of that.
That's so awesome. And I know people have so many questions. We're so lost because I remember the first time I did my book. So, Bethany, you are a huge resource. I can't thank you enough for being our leading lady today on Women Lead Radio. We, I know, are going to have women who want to publish books. And for all of you out there that want to check out the conference, please go to womenleadconference.com. And another easy one, because if any of you have heard about TED Talks, we are launching the first ever series of Stu Talks that will rival, we hope, TED, on the idea that we're going to showcase successful, unstoppable, empowering women who are changing the face of business. So, Bethany, I'll see you at the conference. to our listeners, we're going to be back again next Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. And just to share, our next leading gentleman, next leading lady, is Michael Georgione, who is the Rear Admiral, who's retired, and he is the founder and owner of Leading Leaders, where he's also one of our keynote speakers for our Women Lead Conference, and he's going to be talking about why men leaders should positively influence and mentor women leaders. So to our listeners, it's been awesome to be your host today. I hope you'll see us next Friday. We're here every Friday on Women Lead Radio. Have a great weekend, and as I always say, please go out there as professional women and support one another. Have a great weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.